Hi, everybody. This is part three of my little series on being stuck. What I'd like to do now is just a simple relaxation around the theme of stuckness. So just let your breath get soft. Just be aware of your breath. Let your shoulders fall down, relax. If you're keeping them hunched up around your ears, just know that. Often just knowing something is the solution because you're bringing awareness to it. And awareness is the solvent of suffering. And stress is suffering. And being stuck is suffering. What we want to do during the next few minutes is to just sit and bear the stuckness. Because in that very acknowledgement and non-resistance to it, a powerful force is playing on us. It's coming from a higher level than thought, from ego. It's what I learned to call the work when I studied with Vernon Howard. Not the work of Byron Katie, but the work of Gurdjieff and Uspensky. The work will find a way. The light will heal us. The light of awareness is what heals us. And so we're resting together here in our stuckness, and that takes humility, the willingness to bow the head of the ego so that higher forces might come down to us. All good gifts come from above is a quote from the Bible in that respect. God knows all about our stuckness. Stuckness has a lot to do with resistance. If I'm stuck, there is hidden resistance in me to facing something about myself that I don't think I'm strong enough to face. It's true the ego is not strong enough to face anything, and yet it spends all of its time beefing up the forces. What a joke, huh? How ironic is that? To go from stuck to unstuck, you have to go down on your knees. You have to humble the ego by saying, "Lord, I'm stuck. Help me get unstuck." First, there comes the admission. Then comes the healing. We're not depending on ourselves to get unstuck anymore. We've admitted that we're helpless and hopeless when we approach things from an ego standpoint. Let your breath just sort of come out like mine did and just like, wow. Everything she said is right. All I have to do is admit that I'm wrong. That's the rightest thing I can do, is admit my wrongness and ask for help. You can toss out all those books you've bought. You can delete all the YouTubes you've watched, and all they've done is clutter up your mind further. Right now we're up against the iron wall of Zen together. No place to go, nothing to do, no outer savior. Just knowing that is what brings forth the inner savior. And it will move you out of your stuckness, just like it is moving me out of mine. Thanks for listening.